How to make a subwoofer amplifier at home. Do you want to know how to make a subwoofer amplifier at home? This article is perfect for you. We'll cover everything from what's required to complete the project, how it all works together, and why you might choose this option. We will help you decide if building an amp is right for your needs. What is a subwoofer amplifier? A subwoofer amplifier, or subamp, is an exceptional type of audio component. It takes the low-frequency signals produced by an audio source and increases them to power levels that can drive a bass speaker. If you choose to make your own, it will be possible because we'll provide all the necessary information for you. The components of a subwoofer amplifier. In order to create a subwoofer amplifier, you need the following components. An audio source, MP player or home stereo system, a preamp capable of low-level output. A power amplifier. The power amp is often referred to as the brains of this process because it requires specific input signals in order for it to function correctly. Power amp. This component will change low-level signals into high-power ones, which can then drive your subwoofer. Speaker wire. This wire transfers the audio signal, which has been transformed by a preamp and powered amp, to an individual speaker. The end of this cable usually plugs right into your subwoofer. Speaker. This is the speaker that's connected to the end of your wire after it has been transformed into a high-power signal. You can choose any type or size, but we recommend using something with an impedance between 4 and 8 ohms for this application. If you'd like more information on choosing speakers for your subwoofer, check out our article on the subject. Preamp. This component takes input signals from an audio source, such as an MP player or home stereo system, and outputs them at low levels to power amps, which are capable of transforming those signals into high-powered ones for your speakers. Some preamps come with a built-in power amp. MP player or home stereo system. This is the audio source that you'll use to play music. In most cases, a home stereo system will work perfectly because it's designed for this purpose. The only requirement here is that your MP player slash home stereo has preamp outputs capable of outputting line-level signals. Line-level, this is the type of signal that's outputted from a preamp, as mentioned above. These signals are typically feeble compared to other types and must be amplified by power amps in order for your speakers to play music. When you go into an audio store looking for a subwoofer amp, this should be what you're expecting to see on the box. Low level, this is another type of signal that's outputted from your preamp, but it must be amplified by a power amp in order for speakers to play music. When you visit an audio store and ask about subwoofer amps, this will probably be one of the first things they tell you. To complete this project, you will require a number of electronic components. Among them are op-amp chips, transistors, resistors, diodes, RCA jacks, fuses, etc. If you've never built an amplifier before, consider buying a complete assembly kit. If you want flexibility with your specification, you can salvage the different parts individually. It's entirely up to you. If you've never built an amplifier before, consider getting a complete assembly kit. When it comes to your specifications, you may want to consider purchasing each part individually. How to build a subwoofer amplifier. Step 01. Installing the electronics on the circuit board. As a first step, you will need to attach the necessary components to your circuit board. Follow the schematic as a guide. There are usually several components on the board, including resistors, transistors, fuses, chips, diodes, heat radiators, and an audio jack. As shown on the schematic, load each of these components correctly onto the circuit board. It is important to push each component all the way through so they appear on the other end. When all the components have been fully installed in accordance with the wiring schematic, flip the board over, cut out any excess wire, and then solder connectors to the board metal strip. Circuit board should be soldered to board chassis. Step 2. Loading the transformer and power supply. After that, you'll need to add the chassis-mounted components to the circuit board, These include the IEC power supply, power transformer, and potentiometer. Use the large square-shaped pre-drilled holes on your PCB chassis to slot the power transformer right in. Ensure that the solder lugs are level. Next, solder the primary winding to the relevant point, as shown in the schematic, on the circuit board. Wire the positive and negative outlets of the power supply with the red and black wires, respectively. Step 3. Loading the potentiometers. Put the potentiometers in the pre-drilled holes on the front of your chassis. You will need two pieces of wire for each potentiometer, one for power and one for ground. The ends of each wire should be trimmed to 1/2 inch. Connect one end of the power wire to the output terminal of the potentiometer. Your ground wire should be soldered to the appropriate eyelet on your circuit board. Once the potentiometers have been fitted, you can then fit dials and line them up, the dials, so that the zero remains in line with the indentation on the potentiometer. Testing your new amplifier. Once the components have been wired on your circuit board, you'll need to attach a source of power. This can be achieved by plugging in an alternating current, AC, adapter into the mains and then via a cable with a Schuko connector onto your PCB chassis. If all goes well once the AC adapter is plugged in, you will hear a small click. All your components are correctly installed and soldered to the circuit board. As soon as you press the switch, you should hear a small click and then music will play from your speakers, if they're connected. If the music does not play, check that you have correctly soldered the power supply to your circuit board. Once you've verified that everything is working as it should, mount the final components to your chassis. In addition to mounting your potentiometers on the chassis, you can also mount them on the front for easy volume adjustment. FAQs. Q. How do I power my home subwoofer? A. You should use a power amplifier to convert the signal from your preamplifier into an amplified output. Q. What is an amplifier? A. An amplifier is a device that takes power from a battery or wall outlet and boosts it to make the sound louder. The amplifier has jacks for input, a power cord connection and speakers. Q. What is an audio amplifier? A. An audio amplifier, also known as a hi-fi amplifier, home amplifier or AV amplifier, amplifies low-power audio signals to a level that will drive a loudspeaker. Q. Can you use any amp for a subwoofer? A. Any of these high-quality amplifiers would be a good match for those subs. It doesn't matter what impedance an amp is designed to play through. When you connect two speakers with the same power rating together, their combined RMS volume is 600 watts. The total peak wattage of 400.